Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 3. Operating and managing a business. Sustainability. Chapter 30. Choose the right people. The first and most important step in selecting employees is to use the right people. Water can carry a boat, but it can sink it too. People are like water. They can be the life or death of a company. Although most bosses know that people are the lifeblood of a company, I've found in the course of assisting organizational reform that some bosses only focus on business strategy and have a superficial understanding of HR system concerning how to recruit, train and retain talented people. As a result, what bosses know about the importance of people and what they actually do about it are not the same. This creates a source of danger for the company. The most important and most easily overlooked is recruiting. Normally, when people talk about selecting someone, they refer to finding the right person. I once heard the executive vice president of the former One Computer Company instructed the head of the HR department, first find someone. If there is a problem later, fix it then. This is a very frightening approach. There is a story about Liu Bei calling on Zhuge Liang repeatedly. I know that the best entrepreneurs are extremely concerned about recruiting. For example, the former CEO of GE, Jack Welch, headed an enterprise with 360,000 employees and extensive assets. Over 500 of the senior management were personally interviewed and selected by him. Southwest Airlines had very efficient operations in the US. The CEO, Herb Kelleher, said that it takes much longer and it's much harder to fire someone than it does to hire them. On one occasion, the Texas HR department head reported to him that they had interviewed 34 people, but were still not satisfied with any of the candidates. He asked whether, nevertheless, he could select one of the candidates. Kelleher replied that if none of the 34 were suitable, it was better to interview another 134. In my experience, particularly in the case of Chinese companies, of course, I have also heard of US and European companies in the same situation, they often encounter the problem that many executives are not willing to employ anyone better than themselves because they are concerned that their own jobs might be threatened. The management must, if they discover that the department does not have any talented people, check whether the department head is also in charge of hiring and firing. If he is, then there are two options: fire the department head or have someone else more senior to take over responsibility for hiring. It is a great loss for a company if it is unable to attract talented people. You have to overcome this. If the company is too big for the boss to select people himself, he should set up a special department which is independent of other departments to choose talents. The Duke of Ai asked Confucius, "How can I make the people follow me?" Confucius replied, "Promote the honest and suppress the dishonest, and the people will follow you. Promote the dishonest and suppress the honest, and the people will not follow you." For the purpose of a modern management system, EQ and attitude are more important than IQ and academic qualifications, and even more important than experience. Guidelines for selecting talented people are: is he talented, irrespective of age? Are his talents suited to the company, meaning will he be able to fully exploit his talents in the company? Will he participate actively, meaning does he have a positive, happy attitude to work? Is he willing to take risks and shoulder responsibility? That is, does he have a restive and flexible approach? Attitude is more important than talent. Many companies find that the greatest constraint on their growth is inability to find the right people. When business leaders complain to me that there are no suitable people around, I always reply that good people are everywhere. It's just a question of whether you're willing to give them a try. But you must be perceptive and have a high level of awareness in deciding whom to try. This is connected to corporate culture to a certain extent. A leader has to know which people will fit into his organization and which will rock the boat. So, I often tell business leaders that they should spend more time selecting people, especially doing interviews. Don't just look at the applicant's academic qualifications and past experience. Talk about his future, his vision and ambitions. We can know about his abilities from his past experience, but not about his work attitude. And attitude is the most important consideration in hiring someone. Confucius gave us an excellent way to understand in depth a person. Confucius said, "Observe how a person normally acts, investigate his motives, and see how he behaves after the event. Observe these things, and the person will not be able to hide his true nature from you." So, the most important is not his qualifications or experience, but rather his values. If his values are positive, he will apply his talents for the benefit of the organization. If his values are biased, even if he has excellent qualifications and experience, he will be more negative than positive for the organization. What are perception and awareness in relation to selecting talented people? For example, suppose there are 3 job applicants. The first is Mr. Ling. He is the most experienced and best qualified of the applicants, and so argues that he is able to handle any position offered to him. In respect of his previous achievements, he goes on and on about himself, mentioning in particular that he lifted profits at his previous employer by 30%. The second applicant, a Mr. Wong, appears to have all the attributes a successful manager should have. He has the best academic qualifications and very good work experience. When asked what he is most proud of, he replied that he assisted his company in obtaining order from a famous international company, and when the company was in financial difficulties, he devised plans to reduce costs and adopted policies that saved the company. The third applicant, a Mr. Chen, has less than 7 years of experience in the industry, but is extremely enthusiastic, and his enthusiasm is contagious. When asked why he's leaving his old company, he replies that he cannot stand his manager's unfriendly attitude towards employees and customers. He's modest about his previous achievements and admits that he still has room for growth and improvement. Which applicant would you use? Most bosses would use the first or second applicant because they have the best of qualifications and experience and most bosses blindly believe in professional qualifications and overlook the importance of a person's character. I often say that experience actually makes us stupid because we become set in our ways and unwilling to change. So, we have to discover, make ourselves aware of what the applicant doesn't say, that is, how he deals with others, and takes this as our most important consideration. For these reasons, I would rule out applicant one, because in the interview, he claimed all the credit for the company's achievements, overlooking the importance of team unity. I would also rule out applicant two, because he seemed to put profit above customer satisfaction. I would probably engage applicant three, because he was the most modest. He did mention his own achievements, but also admitted he had room for growth. Most importantly, I admire his enthusiasm for work. He also left his previous company because the management there was not concerned enough about customers. This is also important. No matter which applicant a company uses, it must do the following. Create a good working environment in which talented people can utilize their skills, fully authorize and empower those people, and continue to take an active interest in and communicate with them. This is the shortest way to know whether you have made the right choice of personnel.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.